Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on.
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
Get in zone.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
Get in zone.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Joining us at the table, we have Michelle M. Miller, CBS News and New York Times best-selling author of Belonging. Enjoy our conversation. Take your seat, get comfortable, because it's time to stay a while. I'm your host, Tommy Vinson, and today I have joining me in the seat, we have Michelle M. Miller.
I love the M.
What does the M stand for?
Marie, M-A-R-I, okay. Which I always thought was unusual.
Okay.
But now I lean into the unusual, uncommon.
Why do you lean into the unusual and
because
uncommon?
Because I am unusual and I am uncommon, and yet I'm very common. It's crazy. We were talking beforehand. She was prepping me for the conversation. And you were talking about the qualifiers and how we, you know, we go through life and we think we're not qualified for this, we're not qualified for that because of our experiences, because of our origin story, because of, you know, where we stand. And you said, no, those are the very things sometimes that qualify us or the disqualifiers in our mind. And for me, you know, finding my comfort zone and finding my place, finding my belonging, which is the name of my book, was really being able to cut through a lot of that. And I still, I mean, it's a constant process for me. I don't know about you, but there's still rooms I don't feel comfortable in.
100%.
Still places that I don't feel comfortable entering, but those spaces I claim. I feel the need to belong wherever I go.
Mm-hmm. So when you say your comfort zone, tell me what's the difference between your comfort zone and a comfort zone that becomes a danger zone from preventing you to move forward and evolve in life.
Oh, wow. So, well, first of all, my personality is such as I move directly and fervently based on instinct and also ambition. I mean, there are places I want to go. There are things I want to achieve. And so there are a lot of, I don't have many filters and sometimes I don't have, what do you, the borders, sometimes the boxes.
Yes.
I'm not good at staying in them. I don't like color within the lines. So I'm a moving target in a lot of spaces. So when you ask like the danger zone, I think I'm a little unclear as to what you're asking me, because I'm a fast mover and that has oftentimes saved me.
Okay, so
in many respects.
So sometimes the comfort zone can become a place of complacency because you're comfortable.
Oh.
So it that comfort zone can become your danger zone.
I'm never comfortable.
Okay.
And it's interesting because I do a lot. And for the first time in my life, I hit a fatigue wall at the end of last year, where I really had to sort of sit back and I had to say, you know, wait a minute, you got to really prioritize, because I'm a high energy person and I do a lot. I do more than, and often as women, often as a woman of color, all of us, we're doing three times what others need to do, have to do in order to, you know, claim our space, claim our place. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's almost, it's muscle memory for me. So I'm moving so fast that I'm never really comfortable in what my job title is, because I'm looking ahead. I'm never really comfortable in, you know, the places I've been, because I want to do and I want to be more.
How did you know that you hit this place of fatigue?
Oh, because I was tired.
Mm-hmm.
I was extremely tired.
Were you running tired for a period of time and the fatigue became to the point where you had to address it? Like, did you press through the fatigue?
You press through the fatigue and then you get sick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Your body says, if you're not going to slow down, we're going to slow it down for you. Mm-hmm. So like re-engineering and re-engaging my health is key. And then like finding that balance. So like work-life balance, that's a constant. You're seeking it constantly. But there is a season for that kind of push. And that push in particular came with the publication of my book. And I wanted my book to be successful. I saw it as an opening for me to, like this, having an opportunity to sit down and talk to people like you. Tommy, your experiences are the experiences that I cover. And really, your experiences in many ways are things we need to be talking about. And I've had experiences not similar to yours, but I've had my own engagement in taboo subject matter. Mm-hmm. That I think people need to stand up and own, because everyone out there has it and feels sometimes shame. They're carrying it around in shame, and they're carrying it around in a lonely place as if they're the only people who experience these things. And so whether it's, you know, your birthright, whether it's your choices in relationships, whether, you know, it is being in the middle of a abuse, whatever it is, we need to talk about it, because we need to be healthy on the other end. And we need to be also, as Ben Franklin said, you know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. If you know the telltale signs, if you know the signs, avoid.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do is for one another as human beings. But you have to talk about it. You have to be in conversation about it. Mm-hmm. You have to be open about it.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is safe. It's a place to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. For example, it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GamePresents today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GamePresents.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Sometimes, for myself personally, because of how I was raised, the environment I was raised in, and as a woman watching the women navigate life, the things that should be red flags for me were normal. So it wasn't a red flag, it was a green flag, because this is what we do. We know how to take life, sling it over our shoulder, and make it do what it do.
Yeah, and it's learned.
100%
it's
learned.
Mimic behavior.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you see it, you can be it. That's like a mantra for, you know, moving ahead. And that's also for some bad behavior too. But I didn't let you finish your question, but throw it in there.
Yes. So, and that's fine, because I appreciate having conversation in an organic conversation.
Yeah.
We just going to talk. It's not the interview.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes.
We're talking because this is what and how the listening audience has an opportunity to glean from our bought sense, because we already paid the price.
Mm.
That's really important to me. I believe that if we talk more, if we share more, the things we're talking about in reference to the behavior that we acquire in life as a result of watching the examples we have before us, if there's anything about that is amiss and you hear it in conversation, you could say, wait a minute, I do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to evaluate that aspect of me, because it can lead me to this place of fatigue where it's impairing my health.
Mm-hmm. I had no idea I was going to talk about my fatigue. I mean, but, you know, it's a real thing. It's a real thing. And you hear people over and over say, I mean, for me, because I put everything on Instagram. I'm a crazy Instagrammer. And my kids think I'm nuts. They're like, Mom, you don't IG everything.
Do they think you're corny?
I'm corny. Yeah. No. Well, okay. So this I will say, it's really funny, because like I got no respect from the kids until I started leaning into their generation. And so last week, I'm doing a piece for American Black, BET's, you know, magazine format show, which airs in a couple of weeks. And it's on Keith Lee,
the food
critic influencer. And I was in the van with him, and we were doing that little taste test, and we were rating it. And then he put it out on social media. I didn't say a word to my children. Right. My son's at Penn. He's graduating this year. He texts me. He says, Mom, he was like, you went viral. 2 million views. What the heck?
You were cool then.
I was cool then. I love it. But, you know, like all of that, it's, but, you know, everyone tells me, slow down, you do too much. And in my head, I don't know if this is the case with you or with you. That's our producer right there. What's your name, sweetie? Meech. Yeah, and to me, if I'm not constantly moving, if I'm not constantly doing, I feel, okay, here's an epiphany that I am not earning my space. And I'm not earning my place, right? I think we as Black women in particular have, that's our infirm, that's part of like our infirmary, but it's also part of our like, our giddy up,
yes.
You know? And so, but last year I think was somewhat isolated because I was so driven with a mission in mind to make this book a success. And
before you go further into that, can you just share the title of your book so okay. everyone knows
so
the book you're referencing?
The title of my book is Belonging, A Daughter's Search for Identity Through Loss and Love. And it is essentially my origin story. And it's not just my origin story, but it talks about how the fact that I am the product of a biracial union out of wedlock and how that impacted my thoughts, my ideas, and my progress through life. And what I think is really key and important for me was I never thought it was a story that people would want to hear or read. Because it's not a tragic story. It's not as harsh as the stories of so many of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been successful, right? I've had a relatively amazing life. And someone told me, yeah, but that's a story. A friend of mine said, your story is like, it's not tragic. It's not uber successful. You're the rest of us. You're the middle.
It's like, relatable.
Like that. It is relatable in the sense that you're like us,
mm-hmm.
like the people in the middle who are like have a moderate level of success and who are doing things that are amazing. And we're not uber famous and we're not in the gutter. We're like that middle of the road. I love that analogy.
But it's like the middle kid.
It is the middle
kid. It's the middle
kid. It is the middle kid. And so for me, I'm just expressing to folks who I think are out there like me with similar circumstances surrounding their birth. And you'd be surprised how many people live in the shame of the non-nuclear Ossie and Harriet kind, and maybe that's not, you know, Claire and Heath Huxtable kind of,
yes.
you know, experience of childhood. And they carry that through life in a way that keeps them from doing the things that would make them happy, doing the things that would make them successful. And I've heard a lot from people saying, oh my gosh, I'm adopted. Oh my gosh, I come from a very similar background. My mother doesn't acknowledge me or my father doesn't acknowledge me too. And how that burden, you carry that burden with you through life. And so that was the impetus of this story coming out, which the catalyst was through a piece I'd done on the death of George Floyd. A little piece of my origin story came out in a story about the death and the social justice protests that were happening around his death over that period of time in 2020, dating back all the way to the LA uprising of 1992 that I lived through.
Because
I'm from Los Angeles. I'm from South Central Los
Angeles.
I didn't know that. And I so clearly remember the Rodney King incident where he was beaten by four LAPD officers. So I say that because I think, you know, you have a story to share. We all have stories
Absolutely.
To share. And we all can learn from each other through those stories. And I love that you're in conversation about them.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If you're 21 years old and use nicotine or tobacco, I'm here to tell you about Black Buffalo and how it's redefining tradition for millions of adult consumers. So if you're over 21, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults aged 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco.
There's so much power in our stories. For a very long time, I did not tell my story, and I kept so many aspects of Tommy tucked away.
Mm.
And it was when I started telling my story that opportunity presented itself. Because, like, when you're talking about your book and my story's not the story of tragedy or triumph, but it's all in there somewhere.
Yeah.
There's aspects of that in the story. For me, it was not wanting to share because people won't feel like I belong at the table,
mm-hmm.
because of my background.
Well, they look at you and they see one thing,
mm-hmm.
right? And they kind of make up a story in their mind about, like, what your lifestyle was like. Cool. How you were raised, what you had, what you didn't have. And that puts you in a box. It becomes the mantra of who you are to them. And oftentimes we wanna, that's kind of a nice little box to be in.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny you should say that, because it was only when I remember there was a reporter who told me, be you, do you, trust you.
Ooh.
And because I was always so, like, I kept everything in. And until I started to be me, be more of me, that was when everything sort of clicked. It clicked professionally. It clicked. Where I'm at now is CBS. Just the clicking of it, authenticity is something that, you know, it's the real deal. When you are truly who you are, people see it. And you can't fake your way in.
Before the clicking happened for you, where you like, okay, I'm going where I'm supposed to be going, what was your state of mind as you were pursuing professionalism in the field you're in now?
Oh, I was dogged. I did... Again, I did everything. Everything. I was in touch with everyone. And to be quite frank, I don't think my talent was as great as my determination.
Ooh.
And so I grew into the talent grew into my dogged determination,
mm-hmm.
and
Absolutely.
Ambition. And it still is, like, I'm constantly growing. I am constantly, you know, yearning to be better. A better writer, a better broadcaster, now a better streamer, right. Better podcaster. You know, it's like, and the pivot is so crazy these days. So who was I before? I was, you know, the journalist who tried to be like the perfect on-air journalist. You know, and if I made a mistake, it would like really get to me. Now, like I make a mistake, I laugh through it, I correct and just like keep moving. Yeah, I'm still in many respects afraid. I live in the moment, but like state of mind, I still am like running through it. And I think the faster I run, I'm able to beat off the negative. Is this bad? I mean, I'm sure that there's a shrink out there thinking, she needs to slow down for real so she can feel.
No, because you talked about fear.
Yeah.
That is real.
Why are you laughing? He's laughing at me. Okay, Meech.
You're talking about the fear. How do you overcome fear?
How do I overcome fear? Well, I'll give you an example. I get stage fright. And I get stage fright on set when I'm doing my work. Throw me your pen. Oh, you can't
I got it.
Roll right. Look at you. I can't catch. So fear is nervous energy, right? And so what you do is this is an exercise I do. I pour the energy into my hands and I drive it into the pen. Now, hopefully the pen is not easily breakable, but I concentrate all that fear into an inanimate object.
Mm.
So that's like a relatable, that's a tool I use. Like that's fear in the moment. Like fear that a year won't have a job in the state at which we're in, and
yes.
This crazy, ever-changing. Hey, Cam, how you doing, boo? Cam Newton. Sorry. Lamel McMorris. Excuse me, I know people. So the fear, I was trying to avoid the fear issue here.
Yes, you see,
I pivot. But no, seriously, I think about those things. I just move through it.
Okay.
Because, you know, either you do it or you don't do it. You let the fear overcome you and you don't do those things that you want to continue doing. Or you go out and you try to create a circumstance where you put more in your pro side to ensure that you will continue to move in that which you are fearful of losing. There we go.
So my motto is be afraid and do it anyway.
Pretty much. That was that's short and sweet. Essentially what I just said.
It is exactly.
I have a motto.
What you is your motto?
Because I think, you know, part of me is I tell young people all the time, don't believe the success story you see. Because before all the success and through all the success, there's been a lot of failure, a lot of mistakes. And the success is being able to get back up, you know, and pushing through. So the motto is, a setback is nothing but a setup for a comeback. And I tell people, just get back up, get back on that horse, and just keep moving. Keep moving.
Michelle, I am really grateful that you took time out of your full schedule.
Not so full. I've been here all of 12 hours.
It will be 12 hours
in Vegas.
That's a full schedule.
12 hours.
From the East Coast to the west side of the country. That's a lot.
Yeah, with a few stops in between.
Okay.
Yes, finishing up that Keith Lee story.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I can't wait to see it in totality.
I want you to see it.
Yeah.
I want you to see it.
Yeah.
I want you to see all the things I do.
Well, first of all, I follow you. We get the opportunity time and again to hang out with our good friend Alexander Smalls.
Oh, I love me some Alexander.
He's the best. He's the best.
It's his birthday month, so let's wish him a happy birthday.
Yes, yes.
Happy birthday, Alexander Smalls. He's our Valentine.
He's the best.
He really is. Generous, thoughtful, and learned. A man who is making stuff happen.
For everyone.
For everyone.
Yes.
For everyone.
But thank you so much for joining me today.
No, thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, boo.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.